This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Taxes. The big, beautiful bill just vouchsafed by Congress and signed by the President of the United States has as its centerpiece taxes, continuing the tax reductions from 2017 and not raising taxes precipitately, which is what would have happened if this bill had not been passed, because this 2017 taxes in some instances were going to expire. Taxes. All right. Taxes are said to be an answer to deficits, to policy, to need, to fairness, all of that. Rachel Reeves in Britain right now is struggling to find revenue for all the promises that the Labour government is making. And one of the ways to raise revenue, it's suggested, is to raise taxes. All right, come home to America. I welcome Veronique de Regis of the Mercatus Center at George Mason University, writing her column for Creators Syndicate. Veronique's here to show us a trick about taxes over a long period of time. Veronique, I don't know whether it's a trick or whether it's just deceptive practices by you economists or whether there's some special explanation, but if, as I understand it, over a long period of time, many administrations stretching back to reality of the 19th century, it doesn't matter whether taxes are raised or lowered, the percentage of revenue coming into the federal government on the basis of earnings in America are between 17 and 18%, no matter whether the taxes are high or low. Did I say that correctly? And what explains that?
Yeah. Hi, John. You've said that correctly. So the thing that's interesting is that each time you hear people tell you how they're going to be raising money on the rich, and that is going to bring in revenue to be able to pay down the deficit, you need to remind them of this reality, which is we've had high under this tax code, we've had high marginal tax rates, even up to the 90%, 70%. I mean, it was really high in the 80s when President Reagan cut the rate down. And overall, it's extremely hard to sustain raising revenue above the average level. And you know, you can raise revenue a little bit for a year or two, but eventually it adjusts back down. The reason is there's actually a bunch of things that happens. So the first one is that people, when you change taxes on them, depending on the kind of taxes that you're raising, will adjust their work, or they actually may shift to activities that are less taxed, or maybe they'll evade taxes. They can do all sorts of things to basically avoid the additional burden of the tax. But there's also something that is due to the political economy, to politicians. When you raise taxes on people, special interests come and complain to the government. So one of the things that politicians do is that they'll say, okay, in order to compensate from the fact that we've raised, let's say, the sales tax or the corporate income tax, we'll give you a tax break on this and that and that and that and that. And that the effect of this, of course, is usually to eat up the amount of revenue you could have gotten from raising taxes. And the third thing that we know is that basically when the economy, let's say you have a burst of growth and the government starts collecting more revenue, very often what they do is that they use very little of it to actually reduce the deficit. They actually use it to grow spending. And that feeds the beast and the problem, especially when the economy slows down.
To make the generalization then that taxes won't help the problem with the federal budget, that it has to be done elsewhere because taxes cannot raise the amount of money necessary to close the gap. Is that correct?
Yes, it is the case. And in fact, you know, the economic literature on looking at what countries have successfully reduced their debt to GDP ratio, what is the kind of policy they've put in place, those that have relied on taxes have actually systematically failed to reduce their debt to GDP ratio. And it's because of a combination of things that, like I told you, like people change their behavior. The economy slows down as a result of the extra tax burden. politicians take that extra revenue and spend it, all of that. What we know, though, is that there are successful ways to reduce the debt to GDP ratio.
Yes, let's get to what is popular fails. So what is unpopular succeeds, which is to cut spending. Is there a fancy word for that?
No. You can say adopt fiscal adjustment, right? A package of fiscal policy aimed at trying to reduce the debt to GDP ratio. But what it means is basically what economists have found when they've looked at international cases of countries that have tried to reduce their debt to GDP ratio, they've found that the packages that are the most successful in effectively reducing the debt are the ones that are made of spending cuts, spending reform, especially entitlement reform. Social program in the international term, but it's really entitlement reform. And now there is something that is interesting about you. As you said, the popular approach is the taxes. You're right. 80% of the experiences in trying to reduce debt to GDP ratio fail because countries go and try to do the thing that is, well, actually, I don't know if raising taxes is more popular, but they always go the tax increase route. And that's because the reason why they're in this mess in the first place is usually they're listening, government official listen to special interest group. Special interest group don't want to see programs that they are benefiting from being cut. So they lobby and they say, how about you raise revenue on this group?
Mr. Trump points to growing the economy, larger pie. Does that answer?
Well, growing the economy is always and will always be part of the equation. And if you have a booming economy, it really, really helps. Even if you take under account the fact that politicians then will try to spend more money.
Right.
It certainly helps. But it's not with the scale of the debt we have, the scale of the deficits we have, which I like to remind people is like $2 trillion by now, the deficit, and we're over $36 trillion in debt, and we're going to be adding at least another $20 trillion in the next 10 years. The scale of this problem is not addressed with growth, unless we have like spectacular growth, but I don't even know. You would have to kind of have, 5 or 6% growth every single year for many years. It's part of the problem. It's part of the solution. It makes actually the medicine go down. And there's also something that's interesting in the literature about how to reduce the debt is actually when you adopt spending cut packages, actually long terms, you always get more growth. And in the short term, you actually may get a slowdown, but it's really short lived and it's really minor. This is not true with packages to reduce the debt based on taxes. Those, they are not successful. They don't grow the economy in the long term. And the slowing of growth in the short term is actually quite deep and lasting.
Tax the rich is not a serious human being.
No.
Veronique DeRougy, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.